The medium-term budget policy statement tabled in Parliament on Wednesday by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni was characterised by significant spending cuts and belt-tightening measures as National Treasury looks to address the country's mounting debt. Annabel Bishop, Chief Economist at Investec Bank Limited South Africa, outlined some of the critical elements to come out of the budget. She states that while it was a daunting budget, it was really the best the country could have hoped for, given the current climate.
Africa's 2020 medium-term budget policy statement today has confirmed a further ramp-up in debt to GDP projections, which is likely will see a downgrade from Moody's and Fitch and even S&P on the 20th of November, bringing the universal single B grades ratings closer. The MTBPS does bank on economic growth to raise revenue, and if you look at the 2020's medium-term budget policy statement, it has projected a further deterioration in government debt to GDP projections to a high now of 95.3% from 87.4% that was outlined in the June supplementary budget. This obviously evinces fiscal slippage, and of course we obviously see the deficit as well now for 15.7%. The medium-term budget policy statement has outlined substantial cuts to its non-interest expenditure projections, and that's $300 billion over the next 3 years, with the majority of the cuts to be applied to the wage bill, not to social welfare or infrastructure, and obviously not to interest payments on debt. The budget does acknowledge that there will likely be legal consequences to cutting the wage bill, and of course also to its proposed three-year wage freeze. These expenditure cuts are largely in line with the expectation from the markets, but it does not nullify the massive rise in South Africa's future debt quantum announced in June, and with a further elevation of debt projections even closer to 100% now in October, taking us above 100% if you actually look at total country debt, where you bring in the SOEs of the state guarantees. And of course, this is not seen as sustainable for an emerging market, and of course, hence the likely concern for the credit rating agencies and of course the downgrade. The rand has weakened in response to 1647 as South Africa's credit risk, which is a perceived risk of default, has risen further. And of course, if you have a look at the budget itself, these projections, of course, are more realistic for South Africa on the debt and fiscal side. And of course, the realism as well that severe tax hikes will cause slower economic growth and not yield what is needed to plug the revenue gap, given the very low tax buoyancy ratio. But it still is not going to help to prevent at least one notch of a credit rating downgrade. Today's budget is not a full austerity budget, but it's certainly contains austerity with very substantial expenditure cuts detailed over the three-year period. And of course, that's 2021-22 out to the fiscal year of 2023-24. And there's a notable shift in expenditure from consumption to infrastructure for the purpose of enhancing growth, which will at least be a positive consideration for the credit rating agencies. Of course, the rating agencies will worry about the ability of government to implement the cuts that it's indicated non-interest expenditure, as of course will investors as well. And this details a $60 billion cut in the first year, $90 billion in the second year, and $150 billion in the third year, a staggered approach over the medium-term expenditure framework, which of course will require departments to adjust their spending. There's likely to be strong union opposition as the voracity persists from this quarter, but South Africa needs to rein in expenditure, which has not had a material multiplier effect on GDP, and of course not resulted in strong economic growth over the past decade. Instead, a massive rise in government civil service remuneration has actually not resulted in sustainable economic growth, and that fiscal expansion instead has not seen anything sustainable. We've seen GDP growth decline over the past decade, despite higher and higher public sector remuneration in total. National Treasury has revised down its GDP growth forecast to a contraction of 7.8% this year, previously from 7.2%, and tax revenues are expected to be over $300 billion lower, deteriorating further from the update in June. But tax increases next year are only expected to be about $5 billion and likely will be raised by failing to adjust for fiscal drag. Overall, the budget is probably as good as it could have been expected, but there never was really much chance that we wouldn't get a credit rating downgrade in November, given the deterioration in debt projections that we have seen. And of course, as a consequence of this, we are likely to see substantially weak currency weakness, and of course the bond yields also could rise higher, in turn elevating borrowing costs and obviously eating into government's expenditure as well.
For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.